Blog Talk Radio.
You just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. That's right. My name is Minister Cherie Humphrey, and I am the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me, and the producer of A Star is Born talent events. We are so glad to just be back, me, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, to be able to just touch you and bless you, and you do likewise for me. And as without him, there would be no show, God knows. But I want to thank you. This is going to be a very special show. I have a beautiful and wonderful guest calling in who is a legend in the industry of entertainment. And I just wanted to let you guys know to tell somebody about it, send the information, the link, whatever you got to do to make it possible. And I am going to try to do my best with one little bit I got. I'm going to try to bless you with it. The topic of this show is what a woman wants and got to have. So think about that. What do you want? What do you have to have? What is going to make you happy? And, you know, of course, I got to get into some scriptures. I'm going to do that. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about my books. And hopefully this internet Wi-Fi will continue to work properly. But bear with me if it doesn't. We're just going to keep right on rolling. Luke 6:35 says, "But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be the children of the Most High, because he is kind to the ungrateful and to the wicked. So I met a lot of people who have been in unfortunate situations in the past 3 months, and it just touched my heart, you know, some things that have taken place and some things I've had to endure, and I don't like seeing people have to suffer. But I know that I am not the savior of the world, but I can tell about the good news and the testimonies and how he's been there for me. Sometimes as soon as I say the prayer, sometimes it takes a while for it to come, and sometimes, you know, it takes years, it takes months. But I'm holding on because I have seen God show up in so many situations. And I don't like to toot my horns because it says what you do for the Lord you do in private and in secret, and he will reward you openly. So I don't like to do that, but I do know that if you see somebody, ask them what their story is. What is it that they've been through? You know, if you feel safe enough to do so and the Lord is leading you, because a lot of times, you know, some people just need that one person to step into their life who God uses to change things around. And you never know who's in the midst of you. I do recall being at a Billy Graham, crusade years ago, and he talked about him being a young minister when he first started out with his newsletter that turned into a big magazine, et cetera, et cetera. And he said he just did what God told him to do. He didn't ask questions to nobody. He didn't ask no pastor. He didn't ask no preacher. He did what God called him to do. And he turned around blessing many people in the world, even until his old age. He said in the midst one time was Benny Hinn. And he did not even know who Benny Hinn was. But he prayed with Benny Hinn, and the boy was in the middle of the crowd as they were doing service. And so you never know who you are entertaining. Sometimes we're entertaining an angel, and God is trying to test and see where your heart is. Because for me, it's not about the show and the TV cameras and all of that kind of stuff, because I've been on enough radio shows. I've been on enough to say that, you know, God has answered many of my prayers. And it didn't come without a trial, and it didn't come without a test. You just don't just jump on those type of things if that's what you're looking to do. It takes work behind the scenes. You know that some people may not consider work, but if you have been in entertainment or media, you truly understand what I am saying. So let God lead you. John 8:13. The Pharisees challenged him. Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. There are going to be people that challenge you in and out of the church. It's going to be people that put you down, try to hurt you, block you, want to compete with you, and you don't even know you're in a competition. There's going to be people that test you. And it's not to say that once you get saved and give your life to Christ that everything's going to be peachy keen and everybody's going to love you. That's far from the case. Instead, you just might get hated for going that direction by whom you think is or deem as your friends. But one thing about it that I do know, your friends or the people that you hang around can't put you in heaven or hell. And that's not going to be the people that you have to answer to when the time comes. We all have to go on that other side. Where we go from there is between you and God. And I don't have nothing to do with that. And I tell you, I'm a different kind of man. I'm not going to tell you to stop doing nothing. Unless you ask me for help or prayer, then I will tell you what happened to me, which way you should go. One thing I know, when I was out there doing my thing, I was hard-headed. Nobody couldn't tell me nothing. And I would challenge everything you said. And I wanted to know, had you been through what I've been through? Because if you didn't go through what I went through, then you couldn't tell me anything. But at the same token, I had to meet a very strong, strong woman of God. It wasn't about TV cameras for her and all that kind of stuff. She helped a lot of people behind the scenes, and she showed love. That was a love that I needed at the time. But love is what's going to draw people. It's the things you do when nobody is looking. And not just for in church or wherever you might be, or if you do have are able to be on TV or whatever it is that you do. It's what you do behind the scenes that only God knows that you did. And when you get blessed openly, people wonder, why are they blessing him? Why are they blessing her? Well, God already saw it. He already saw your sacrifice. He knew what you were going to do. He knew what was to come. And so I just want to encourage somebody, you know, to keep on doing what you're doing if you're able to. Sometimes it don't even take money. It just takes a hug or a nice, kind word. It just takes some encouragement. It just takes a push or somebody to call you up and say, are you all right? You know, it's those type of things that really matter at the end of the day. You know, because some people really don't have family. Some people really don't have someone they can even call a friend, one person. So if you know you got a whole bunch of clothes in the closet and you're not using them, go bless somebody. There's so many places, especially since the hurricane and all of these storms and different things that have manifested and taken place. There's so many different places and ways that you can humble yourself to try to help someone else. So I'm just encouraging you to please, please do that. And I'm going to get into some of the books that I have published while I wait for my guest, and I hope her manager has relayed the message so that she can call in. But in any case, we do have a surprise guest that's supposed to be coming on at 7 o'clock. We are talking about relationships still, what a woman wants and gotta have. So let's get into some of the books that I have written, because I did put up a new show page talking about some of the books that I have published. I did do an interview with Juan Castillo on YBC 94.3, that will be airing on the 30th at 9, is what he let me know that it's going to be airing this Saturday. So if you get an opportunity, listen to that. It explains some of the books in detail, particularly too, but I also share with him my life story, as he wanted to know about me. And I was totally taken aback because I was there ready to talk about my books instead. But I just want to also interject before I forget about what's going on with the NFL. I'm not a NFL or sports fan. I don't know nothing. I didn't even know who Cam Newton was when he rode through the McDonald's in Charlotte last year. And I took a picture with him. I didn't know who he was until after I sent it to my homegirl, who was in Riley. And then she told me who that was. But that's how little bit I know about who is who in the sports. But I do know that there needs to be people taking a stand. These men have the resources financially, and they have, there's many of them, and without them being a part of that game, the game wouldn't exist. I just want to thank some of the executives that stood in with them to kneel, but not just to kneel, but to pray and to have your own relationship, because there is a tax all over the place. There's a tax in sport, a tax in the sports area, a tax in the media area, a tax in, you know, entertainment. There has been a tax on African American from whatever direction can come. And it is getting more and more blatantly open, as we can see with the situation in Charlotte and so many other places. It is being televised. People are putting their cameras on and they're recording this stuff. So in any case, what I want to say is, please, God is your source. At the end of the day, You're not going to call on the executives when it's time to give the funeral, when it's time to have do the wedding, when it's time to do all of that stuff. You're going to need a woman or a man of God to stand in the gap and to be able to perform those duties. And not only that, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. So you want to be able to be under some type of spiritual counsel that you consider healthy, you consider edifying, uplifting, and inspiring, so that you can withstand these attacks, because you got to have something to sustain you and something that is substantial and where you're going to be able to thrive and grow from and gain your strength. And the relationship you have on your own absolutely is number one. So I just want to encourage you not to just kneel, but to kneel with a purpose. Kneel with knowing what you're doing. You see, the one guy kneeled and then he put his hand over his heart as if he's saying the national anthem anyway. I mean, we got to be more aware of what it is that we're doing, because that makes no sense to me if you're protesting what is taking place. But in any case, I'm going to go through a quick break, and then I'm going to come back on and explain my books. I'm going to give you a little bit of Jagged Edge, Let's Get Married.
Yo, Sarah, we've been together a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I love you. And I want you to marry me.
Sure, I want to marry you, but I don't think that you're ready. Baby, listen to me. You're friends.
Listen,
and
I can change all of that. I want you and me to live forever.
See, first of all,
together.
I know these so-called players wouldn't tell you this, but I'ma be real and say what's on my heart. Let's take this chance and make this love feel relevant. Didn't you know I loved you from the start, yeah?
Think about
all the years we put in this relationship. Do we make it this far? Then I think about where would I be if we were to just fall apart.
Simple, right?
Everything's simple. I got you.
You got me?
I got you.
It's my day tomorrow, baby.
The day you're...
Yo, yo!
I'm
going to
go call
Trent.
I have to go call him again. Go on and call him.
Trent?
Girl, I'm tired of this emptiness. I wanna come home to you and only you. 'Cause making love to just anyone ain't happening. I just gotta be with you. Do you think about us finishing something we started so long ago? I wanna give you my all. Do you think about maybe us having some babies? Come on, won't you be my lady?
I love you, you know that, right?
I love you too.
Girl, let's just get married. I just wanna get married. Baby, at the altar.
Well, there you have it. You know, that's an old school piece from Jagged Edge, Let's Get Married. I do want to plug my caller in at this time, and we can get some her thoughts on the topic, and also basically to just talk to her and see what her journey has been like. Hello?
Hello?
Hi,
hello?
Is this the original Spence? Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, it is. I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I said, well, I hope you get an opportunity to call in. I couldn't pull up the bio. You know, I'm working with some old equipment, so I apologize for that. But thank you so much for taking out your time to call in to talk to me.
Absolutely. I'm sorry you didn't get the bio. It was like I had like three different bios, but I was like, okay, well, let's send and have my people send in the press release. The press release has a
right.
lot of information on it as well. But I mean, you know,
yes,
we've both been in this for a minute, so we can wing it, lovely.
Absolutely, you already know.
Okay, that's yes. right. Those girls are vets
yeah,
out here.
Well, yes, exactly. So, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself, your journey, because I didn't even know that there were two different Cinderellas, and I loved Salt and Pepper growing up, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Well, yeah, there's two. I did the original DJ Cinderella, myself. I did the first album with them. So that was the groundbreaking album, the album that you know, catapulted us into the, you know, the mainstream of things, laid the foundation for females because we were the first females to, you know, to go mainstream, to cross over and go mainstream and be internationally known. So
right.
I left the girls around, I guess around late 87, 88. And
okay.
That was right after the during the release of Push It.
Okay.
So
all right.
That was right
I
around
understand.
That time.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, there was some, you know, internal differences and I wasn't forced out. I wasn't kicked out because you hear all those stories. No, I just decided,
you
know, to do my, yeah, yes,
I
had my daughter then, yeah, always, you know, it starts out one, you know, one thing and it, you know, spirals off into, you know, a whole, you know, string of things that, you know, isn't so. So, you know, it's okay. It happens with groups all the time. Members get replaced all the time. And
yep.
being replaced doesn't necessarily mean that it was as, you know, was any fault of the person that's, you know, being replaced. Sometimes people just, you know, they can't deal with certain things. Like, you know, you're in a job and you can't, you know, you don't want to do that job
right.
anymore because of whatever internal difference is, you feel necessary to, you know, move on for yourself to you know, make it better for yourself. So,
Absolutely.
I decided
I had my daughter.
Yes, I had my daughter at the time. I, you know, I was really wanted to focus on my family at the moment because, you know, because of the internal differences, it's like it was just like banging a dead horse. You know, I was beating a dead horse. You know, it was just like consistently
right.
the same monotony over and over and over again. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to be stagnated because of this. I'm going to, you know, have my family and do that. And I raised my daughter and, you know, did all that. But I was still in the industry. I was still doing a lot of things. I was still in the studio. I was still recording. I was helping a lot of groups behind the scenes. I was in the studios with, you know, from groups like what I started with, Dev Dames. They were from Bakersfield, California. I helped them with their album and, you know, was kind of like helping grooming them, you know, as far as being artists. And then you know, I worked with a lot of groups, SWV, you know, I was at RCA for a while, helping them. I was doing a lot of different projects, honestly. I was doing a lot of consulting, a lot of behind the scenes, you know, basically
right,
that's what I was
right.
doing. I have a couple of DJs that I've groomed, I did a lot. I had my own music store. I was doing a lot of community service and events for them. I did a lot of community work with the youth. I received a lot of congressionals, humanitarian awards. I've really put in the real work in the trenches. I really, really did. And it was good and it was rewarding for me because that's my background. You know, my background, my dad was a music teacher. He also plays all the instruments. He's a music teacher. My mom is a musician. I come from a deeply musically inclined family. So I was already in the industry before I even met the girls. So that was so second nature to me. You know, so I love helping people.
And
I
were
go
you
to the studio.
Originally from?
Yes.
Were you originally from Bridgeport, Connecticut?
No, I'm originally from the Bronx. But my family, a lot of my family are in Bridgeport, Hartford, Stamford, New Haven, you know, and they were there. Oh wow, I have family that's been there since early 70s.
They've
been there for a long time. Yes, either through marriage, and then you know we all, somewhat or another, we moved there. I lived there, and I myself personally. I moved there in 1990.
And
I was there for a while. It was right in, and I was in Stamford. I live right on Washington Boulevard.
From Stamford, Connecticut. 1990, after West Hill, I went to Massachusetts and graduated up there, and then I headed out to Wilberforce and then Howard. You know, but it's crazy. Oh, my God. Because back then, you know, the music was so different. I mean, it was fun.
Much different, The
Push It was like, you know, number one.
Of course. And that was a very beautiful time for hip-hop because hip-hop was growing into its own. It was really finding a more interpersonal relationship with community, you know, with issues, you know, that we were facing. You know, it was really a really good time, and people were feeling good, and the music was there to help you feel good. You know, met so many other artists other than, you know, right along with the Salt and Pepper. You know, they were growing as well, and you had so much feel-good music, and that's really what the origins of hip-hop, it was all about, was feel-good music with people that were facing, you know, whatever, you know, they were dealing with, you know, depression, you know, repression, stress, you know, or you put on some good hip-hop music and you just feel good, and that was great.
Yes, you did. Absolutely. And Stamford ended up being the place to be, you know, because it started bringing all of these different TV networks into Stamford now. But there were a lot of artists that came through Stamford. Bernard, who was my mentor from Surface. I mean, there was a lot of people that came out of Stamford and Bridgeport. You know?
Yes, we were at the time. My music partner at the time, we were looking for artists. We had a group called Utmost. It was a few groups that we were really trying to bring groups out of the woodwork. We were trying to bring them out. We were trying to see what's, you know, come on, Stanford, Connecticut, Stanford, what we got in Connecticut. And we had a few good artists. But a lot of times with the artists, I find that they may be ready as far as like doing the music, but it's a business at the end of the day. It's not to be taken lightly, and you have to look at it as such, and you have to be a complete package. You know, you have to be well-rounded.
Right.
You have to be able to handle your business. Know that the business is 90% business, and it's 10%, you know, talent, which you bring, you know, to the table for showmanship.
Well,
everything is really a business.
But you did an awesome job on stage. I think it was the 23rd last month, and then Todd came up to me and my girlfriend Sheila because we started the party
before y'all started. Yes.
And then me and my girl Yo-Yo went to the after party, and that's where I met you.
Right.
And Kim, my girlfriend Kim, was at the door.
Okay.
But you look so beautiful. And I said, wait a minute.
Thank you.
I said, I know DJ.
That can't be her.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, I'm light skinned now.
Yes, I've been really, you know, listen, I'm working at maintaining because I have to uplift us girls because I am about the women. I am about all about women empowerment and, you know, being strong because it really took a strong female overall to step out of a male-dominated arena, I'm talking about as a DJ, and to say, okay, this is what I'm you know, I want to do. I want to stand up for this. This is what I'm going to do. And I knew I was going to get a lot of, you know, a lot of flack with it. I knew, you know, because the guys are like that. Some of them are very, you know, receptive and they're nice. But then you have a lot of guys that are like, you know, they don't want you standing on their podium. You know, they, you know, it's all about them. You know, this is the DJ thing. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know the needle from a record.
Exactly.
You don't know how to, you know, do this and that. You know, so I fought with that a long time, and that's what really made me really, really strong. You know, about doing it. You know, other than it just came natural to me, you know, it was like nothing. Guys get intimidated, you know, just like getting the basketball and, you know, and you could, you know, do a, you know, a full layup, you know, right in their face. They're like, what?
Right, I was about to say that because I played ball back then in the 80s. And, you know, I was playing with the fellas and they couldn't stand me on the court.
Exactly, yes. Exactly. And then you'd be lucky, you know, you get those couple of guys that'd be like, shut up, you know, you just mad because she played better than you. You know, so with that little support, exactly. That's what I said, yeah. And then I grew up with all boys, so, you know, that helped a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my brother, he DJs too. So, yeah, and I, my brother right now, Raymond, he lives in Connecticut now. He's in Bridgeport. He's been there for a long time. Yeah. So he's pretty known. My nephews, they play in basketball teams and everything. They're really good. They're little giants. But
But getting to the topic before we run out of time, because you know,
absolutely. Okay.
Era, we can talk all day and forget that we even on the show.
I know, which is a great thing. See, so it's that girl power, girl.
Yes.
You know, it's that being that one, they don't even understand. That's a whole nother topic.
They don't.
Yes. So I want to make it clear.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sweetheart.
No. Go ahead. Say what you were going to say.
No, I wanted to ask you what you feel real quick before you get into the rest of your journey, because I do want to know what you got coming out right now, where people can you know, book you.
Can go to and find it. Okay. Okay. I always have this problem.
That's the question.
So the one, what you got to have?
Yeah,
what I've got to have? What does a woman want? Her independence, strength, her inner strength is what a woman got to have. You have to have that inner strength to be one with self and love thyself.
Right.
That's something that you got to have. Because if you don't have that, you don't have nothing else, girlfriend. You are lost. And we are here and we are here to make sure you hear that message so you can get it. Get it, girl? Okay. Now,
absolutely.
If you want to find me, this is for you. And I'm working on a couple of other things that are coming in the way and works for you, because women need many platforms, because with so much diverseness, you all are so beautiful. You have so many different, you know, talents and you know, and the variation is beautiful. It's wonderful. You know, I love you all, colors, and more especially my color girls, because you girls just go through so much, you know, internally with yourself. You battle and fight with yourself. Don't fight with yourself anymore, girl. Don't fight it. You are who you are. You're beautiful. You're strong. You're wonderful. And, you know, I just, you know, I wish I could just give you the world the way, you know, you see that, you know, you should have it. you know.
Right.
These, you know, and men, you got to get it together.
Absolutely.
Give it to them. Give them the world.
Yes.
Because without the girls,
yes.
You are lost. You are lost
but you
without
know what
the girls.
Thing?
Yeah, why?
You know what? This is why I wrote a book called The Black Woman, My Best Thing. And it's not
okay.
Just about the black woman. It's about any woman because it's about the man
right.
Apologizing where he should be, but
yes,
not just apologize,
right.
But make it right and get right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's not for all
and,
you men. It's just it's the ones who know what they've done wrong, you know, and it's okay
yes.
To say, I'm sorry. That takes a bigger man to say, I'm sorry, I apologize. I want to make it right, not maybe just to one individual, but just to women in general. Just apologize.
In general.
Period.
Yep,
exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what repentance is about anyway. You know, you got to repent, you know, to yourself, you know, and make one peace with yourself so that way you can make that peace with the God in you. So it'll be okay, you know, and help the women.
Right.
That will help women heal. That will help them heal a lot because that's all a woman wants to hear is that I'm sorry, you know, because they're strong, but they're weak for you. So if you just say you're sorry, they can start working on healing themselves. Yeah.
Right. And
but if you
want to
find me,
it's a healing process. But
give
us your information where you're going to be.
Okay. Yes. If you
want to
find me, because I fight with the identity, my name. Most people look for me and they're spelling it the way I used to spell my name. I used to spell it Spinderella, like Cinderella. But since, you know, all the controversy going to courts and everything with the name and everything, that's a whole nother story. And I have my book coming in sometime. That'll all be in it. I'll explain everything. But I spell it now and I use the original in the front because everybody calls me, oh, you're the original from Bismarcky, everybody. He's the first one to listen. I don't care who comes. You're the original. I don't care who's up there, okay? And Kane, too, Kane. Big Daddy Kane said, listen, I might have did a song with the other one, but you the official one, okay? So So it's the original or just original.
The original.
Spinderella, and you spell it S-P-I-N-D-A. So it's like Spinderella. I kind of put the, you know, the little street twist on it to make it, because that's how you say it anyway. You don't say Spinderella, you know, like you know, some fairy tale book. You say Spinderella because I'm a DJ.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, exactly. So you can find me on IG, Facebook, Twitter. My new song, I have a new song that I put out, that I dropped in July. 20th is called Spin Splash. So Spin Splash is the name of my cosmetic line. Well, starting with my nail polish line, and it's also my you know, it's a clothing. It could be a saying too, like yo, you know, you're splashed. You know, your clothes are splashed. You got that flavor, that color combination is crazy.
Right.
You look splashed. Yeah. So the song is called Spin Splash. And you can find it on Spotify, Jay-Z's new music media store, Tidal, iTunes, all the TuneCore, Pandora. If you're in Russia, Yandex, it's all over really. It's all over. So most of the stores, if you just type in Spin Splash, S-P-I-N. Which one N only, and splash. Everybody knows how to spell spin, spin and splash.
Right.
And not splish splash, like the water part. Spin splash. And when you type it in, it'll come right up. You can't miss it. She's laughing at me because I'm going in, right? Yes. So.
I don't know. Splish splash. Splish splash. You know, let me have something back.
Right.
Splish splash. The
right, exactly. We just came from Spin Splish Splash. Yes, and my people saying, yeah, they should have your song playing in here with all this Splish Splash.
Exactly.
Spin Splash. That's the first single lineup for their EP. Yeah, well, trust me, we're working on it. Yes, we're working on it. So,
why not?
Oh my God. So right, exactly. We were just at Times Square. We were just at Times Square for the peace rally in Times Square with Black Lives Matter and all that. And the song is it must be a really, really good song, because it, people were just like, we were started performing it and people were just coming out and listen, where can we get that song at? So I started typing in the Spotify for them right there on the spot so they could get the song, because a lot of people don't know. You just go right to Spotify, you have to download it, and then you put in Spin Splash and it'll come right up. So we're working on the video right now. We're working on getting things ready for the tour. We were talking about touring Florida, but with the hurricanes and everything, you know, God bless them. They're really going through a lot. So our prayers are going up to, you know, everybody out in Florida. Even Mexico is dealing with a lot of the hurricane, the earthquake. Yeah, it's a lot going on right now. The world is really going through a lot right now. So, so our prayers up and everything from my team, from the Spin team. So I want to give shouts out to LTC, Elzup, Todd Wharton, and my partner Scientific, and one of my producers, Angelic Voices Music, and Sour Face Music, and my daughter Twizzy, and Amy, and all the great people that come out and support me. I got Wayne Winston up in Connecticut holding it down for CT up there for me.
Because
I love Connecticut. I love my Connecticut people. They
on the NAACP together.
On
the board.
I did a lot of stuff for NAACP as far as like a lot of their rallies and things like that they were put together. We did a lot of the speak circuits. Myself, Chuck D, Rakim, all of us. We were getting it in up in Connecticut.
I said, you know what?
Yeah.
Out of the whole summer, that day I met you, that had to be one of the best days of the summer, because that party.
I'm so glad.
Yes, and you made our life. Me and Yo Yo.
Hey, Yo Yo. That is great. I'm so happy. I'd be so happy when I see all the ladies come out. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I want to
ask another question, because I know you said that you had, you know, a daughter, and, you know, a lot of things manifest because that's life. You know, but we get on the topic of relationships for a minute. Perspective from young and old, married, unmarried, you know, men and women. And what was your worst date? I want to know. And your best date. What got you attracted?
My worst date, you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My worst date. Oh boy! I gotta go into my bag. Gotta go into my memory bag. Whoa!
There's gotta be a lot of them. I mean, coming up to you, the stupidest things that can done or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, we talked about that. The best and the worst of our date we talked about that in the last broadcast with Funk Salsa Urban. And I just was curious as to your thoughts on that.
My worst date, you know, a guy going out that I went out with. Oh, well, I think, the worst one, which I do not recommend people to do, is blind dates. I went on a blind date. My cousin, she was in my teens. I guess about 19. And No, I wasn't 19. I was 16. And my cousin, she was about 20. And she was hooking me up with this guy. Oh, and she just talked about this guy. He's this, he's that. Oh, you got to meet him. So. And he drives his own car. And he does this, and he does that. And he's got this great job. And when I met the guy, he was old enough to be my father.
Oh, God.
I was like, what? Oh, my God. And I remember he had buck teeth. His teeth was, like, sticking out farther than his lip. And
oh,
everything
Lord.
He said, I could not understand what he was saying. I thought it was a joke. I thought she was pranking me. I thought it's got to be a joke.
You.
All right, okay, where's the real guy? Where is
yes,
he?
Yes.
Yeah, and then she told him I was older. And I was like,
okay,
no,
okay.
No. So that to me, that was my worst date, yeah. And the reason why he was my worst date is because I was in New York, and we went to Spring Valley. So I'm stuck all the way in Spring Valley with this guy. It's not like I could leave because I'm all the way in Spring Valley. So I couldn't leave. I'm stuck with this older guy. You know, he was like horrid to look at. And I couldn't understand what he was saying. And, you know, it was terrible. It was just terrible. Yeah, exactly. And it was crazy because she didn't really take... And then we found out later she didn't really take her time to really like find this guy, a guy, you know, we could go to this party with. She wanted to go out with her friend, so that was the only way she could go. Is that her mom said she had to take me with her?
Okay, yeah, one of them.
Okay,
I remember that.
Because I was the one who I didn't get high. So if I didn't get high,
right.
I was the safety one. So I was the one to watch, you know, make sure everybody gets home. So,
yep, and watch
so
the
that was a, that was my worst. Exactly, exactly. So that was definitely the worst. Yes, and his name was Ronald.
Oh gosh.
Hey Ronald, if you're still around, Ronald, hi.
Hope you got a secret.
Yeah. And he probably was like, well, he's protruding. Yeah, exactly. He's like, the guy said if he's still around. Exactly.
Lord have mercy. I tell you, looking back.
Yeah.
But I know you've had at least one good one.
One good one. Yeah, you know what? I had one very, very good one. I would say it was my daughter's dad. He was like one of the best ones.
Okay.
Yeah, he was really good. Very much so. That's what made him great. And it was all about me. And I'm not a selfish person, so you know. So it was a great thing. So it's like he opened up the car door for me. And I made sure I leaned in and opened up his side to make sure he was good. It's just, even though he didn't need it, but it's just a way of saying, hey, you know, I'm thinking about you too. You know, this is a 50-50 thing.
And I think
I didn't have to.
I don't know. I mean, I think that stuff needs to come back, really.
Right. I didn't have to tell him to buy me a flower. He would just send it just because. Honestly, I never had to, you know, he would always, even though I had everything myself, but when he wanted to, you know, get something for me, you know, he would do things like he'll go and, you know, leave money, you know, to pay for something. And then he'll say, well, just go pick it out. It's already paid for. It's for you.
See?
Just because. You know, exactly. And on holidays, you want to do something. What could we do? It wasn't always on me. Sometimes he would create something. And he said, you want to add something to that? You know, you know, what do you want to do? You want to bring the family in, or you want to bring a couple of friends? You want to just be us? You want to bring some people in? What do you want to do? But I really want to go here, and I really want to go there, and I want you to go with me. It's not complete unless you're there.
Yes.
And that's
and
like
that
everything.
So
they really included you. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All of that.
Because you got to have that romance. You got to have all of that. But like you said, first you got to love yourself. You have to have that independence and that strength, that inner strength that you would be taken advantage of and put in positions to be abused. And so, you know, it happens. And it's not just with pretty women, but... You know, of course, you know, when the prettier you are, you're going to be taller. you know.
But that it does that should not matter. It's what does pretty have to do with your heart?
That's right. But
and
so,
if a woman wants to do something for you, she doesn't do it just because she's pretty. She does
exactly.
it because she feels that inside. That's her heart. Yeah.
Right.
One heart is not, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't look at the heart, but you can feel the heart.
Right.
You know, it's what
right.
you
and
do.
I love that.
Yes.
When you
yes.
and you're not looking, you're looking at the beauty within, the strength within. But see, that
exactly
comes from the
because
choice.
There are women out here that
when
have dropped this gorgeous.
When you're 17, you don't.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah. Right. Right. These women that you see, they're all, you know, they're all, you know, pretty from head to toe. What you know, what society says pretty, being pretty is. And, you know, they're just, that's just the outside. That's just their shell. And inside,
yep.
they're the worst people in the world. They have so much
yep.
attitude. They're nasty. Their disposition is
yes.
in the gutter. Like,
angry.
You couldn't even spend
yeah.
angry. Why are you angry? You know, why they're angry? They're angry. They're angry because they took all day to look like that, did all that
yes.
fixing themselves up and you know, pampering. Yeah, their feet hurt. They got long. Well, I could wear some heels now too, but it's not just that. It's like, you know, they just do so much to get all dolled up. They're mad because they're
right.
probably tired and they really don't want to, you know, be standing up there in those heels, trying to look, you know, postured and everything, knowing
yes,
that they're in pain.
Exactly. Yeah.
You still,
yep.
you know, you
be
can
you.
Be beautiful. Be you, right. If that's you, then fine. Then you need to go find a
yep.
group of people that, you know, are like you, shallow like you, you know, but don't come
yes.
amongst the ones that, you know, we're about being real
yes.
and bring all that plastic
yes.
over here. We don't need it. But,
I love it when you keep it real. Like, you can look at my toes, yeah, they need to be done, but I know they're going to get done. I like a little stubble on my legs. That's me, they're my legs. I ain't got to do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This is just me.
Right.
I got no fake lashes on. My hair is real. It come out of my roots. You know, I try to be me, and if I feel like doing that, then I do it. But I don't have to depend on it. You know what I'm saying?
And do it every day. Right, do it every day. Exactly, exactly.
Right.
I'm like, girl, wait a minute,
yes.
wait a minute. I love my lashes.
Exactly.
Give me my lashes. You know? I might throw some hair into them, you know, whatever. I'll put that little fajinarita on and get my little curls. What? You know, get my little makeup going.
Well, you know what?
But like
give
you said, no, I'm just kidding. But like you said, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I want before we, you know, to stop streaming. Give us your information
okay.
because I can talk
okay,
to you
again.
All day.
Okay. Again. The original Spinderella. Original. You know, original Spinderella. Spell it Spinderella. At IG, Facebook, Twitter, and my single Spin Splash. You can get that on Spotify, iTunes. Tidal, Yandex, Pandora, mainly all of the music. It's available basically everywhere. So, but Spotify
okay.
is like really. I always say Spotify because Spotify is so easy for those who. Some of them you download. I think they're like 99 cents for the single, but this one and Spotify, you can actually they'll give you like a trial basis, and you can kind of create your
okay.
own little playlist. And
okay.
they'll give you, you know, a certain amount of time to listen to it. And then if you decide you want to purchase it, you can purchase it, you know. You know, if not, you
right.
don't have to, you know. But at least you get to hear it and get to live with it a little bit and decide whether you want to purchase it or not. That's what I like about Spotify.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's it. And then look for the EP. Will be coming soon. That'll be the three songs. And the album title, the album, which is going to come later next year, which is titled Timeless. The title of the album is called Timeless. The single is called Spin Splash. What else can I tell you? We're working on the video now. So actually, we're doing an audition in Connecticut at Sesson y Mambo. We're doing it on the 28th, which is Thursday, this Thursday coming, and we're looking for, hip-hop dancers. So we have models, you know, girls, you know, that look very beautiful. You know, the women are very beautiful, but we're looking for dancers. So we want dancers
right.
for the video and for some of the tour. So that's what we're looking for. So you ladies, come on out. If you're the hip-hop dancers, we're looking for, I'm looking for a sexy hip-hop. I'm looking for street hip-hop, you know, which is, you know, I'm looking for a couple of B-girls. So if there's any,
okay.
like, B-girls between the ages of, I think it's 18 to the hip-hop dancers, I think they're somewhere from 18 to 28, something like that.
Okay.
All
right.
We're looking for, yeah. So,
wonderful.
And
that
that's Thursday.
That is great.
Yeah.
Thursday.
It's Thursday
okay.
on the 28th. Yeah, the 28th. The 28th, I think it's 4 o'clock. I think it's four o'clock. I'm
okay,
sorry,
so
I have the information in
front
of me, but because
here.
Wayne Winston is spearheading that for me. So, yeah,
yes.
I think it's four o'clock.
I definitely have one girl who definitely, she does rap, everything. She's like a cousin of my distant cousin, but she has her own video out, everything. I don't know if she'd be interested, but I will post it. But if you're looking for writers, that's what I do, production, management, anything in that area, not to take over Todd's job, but I mean somewhere else.
Right. Todd and Wayne is always working. Yes, they're part of my spin team. Yes, don't take it away from them. But I also
have a movie, not trying to take nobody's job.
Right. For those out there who didn't know, I have a movie coming out as well. The movie is called NFL.
Okay.
It's about the
NFL.
Yeah, it's supposed to be releasing this fall on Netflix. The movie is entitled NFL, which means it stands for Never Fall in Love, but it's about an NFL player, football player, Derek Thomas, who we lost some years ago. That was playing football. He was a quarterback for the Steelers. Seattle, what is it?
Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. So the movie is about his life, about Derek Thomas' life. It's about turmoil with him being a celebrity. His love life, everything that totally went, crazy in his life. So the producer, his name also is Derek Thomas, and he's from Baltimore, Maryland, and he decided to do a movie about it. He also has, his other credits are Raising Wolves. So if you Google him, Derek Thomas, Raising Wolves, it will come up, and you can also Google NFL. So the information will come up there.
When is it coming out?
It'll be releasing this fall, so between October and November, you'll be able to find it on Netflix. And I'm playing a judge, Judge Aaliyah Walker, name in the movie.
Okay.
So if you find me on, I will be posting the movie a lot within like next week sometime. So,
Tag me. Just tell Todd to tag me, then I will forward it and put it up as well, so I can put the information up from the auditions too, because you said that's the 28th. So,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
But thank you so much. We're running out of time. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure meeting you. I just hope you and wish you well on everything that you're
doing,
sweetheart.
Thank you.
And
God
bless you. Yes.
Thank you for calling in to talk to me. Thank you. I appreciate you having me. I appreciate you reaching out and everything. It means a whole lot.
Yes.
So I'll be seeing you. Hopefully, maybe I'll be seeing you maybe Thursday, or I'll see you at the next show that we'll be doing.
Right, absolutely. I'll try to come through Thursday just to poke my head in.
Okay, absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, then.
Okay.
Okay, you have a blessed night.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. But there you have it. That was the original Spindarella, Spindarella.
And it was just wonderful talking to her. We're running out of time. We're going to have to postpone my surprise guest for the next 2 weeks coming up, where I will have Round the Way, aspiring rapper, gospel rapper, and author, all three of them, God willing, on the next episode broadcast coming up in 2 weeks. So stay tuned, because we're still on the topic of relationships. If you want to be a part of this, you know how to reach me. I done told you so many times how to reach me. So you can look at the show page. You can call me up. You can email me. Whatever it is that you want to do, call me so we can talk and we can discuss some things. I'm going to tell you right now, if I don't recognize your number, it's going straight to voicemail. So text me or email me if you're trying to reach out business-wise. I want you to go to www.ditrfindingthespiritinme.org/books. You can read up on my books. I'm on my fifth book order, God bless. It has just been a trial and a test, and it's been joy all mixed in. And just thanking God that he's put it in me to have the stamina I do to be able to reach out to you guys. If you want your copies, I'm going to tell you right now, Light Skin, Dark Skin for Children is selling like hotcakes. 9 months, 3 days, and 28 minutes by June West is selling like hotcakes. My thesis, Can a Sister Get Some Love on Relationships, Educate Women Over the Age of 40 and Their Likelihood of Being Married, is selling like hotcakes. If you want your copy, please give me a call, text, or email me. My newest 6 books are not available on Amazon or anywhere else. You need to call me in order to get that. Excuse me, but I do have PayPal and I do have Square. So we can take that information down. I do it all the time for people who are not available or not in the area of Fairfield County. I am going to take you out with a little bit of Days of Our Life by Urban Mystique, and I want you to enjoy the rest of your evening. Share this show with somebody. And, you know, like Sven said, there is auditions coming up for youth and young adults age 18 to 28, 4 p.m. South Passay Zone on, I think that's Main Street where we're at on the 28th. They're looking for hip-hop dancers. If you are serious, and like I said, you got to be the total package. If you're serious, get down there and be there early, not at 4, not at 5, but get there early and get in line so you can audition. Okay? And I thank you so much for tuning in to talk to me. Bye-bye. You know that you're my girl.